At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in to the start of the best week of your life. That is because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'll be right here on Game Time Decisions. I'm happy to be here with you on Sports Grid. We're making it happen for the next 2 hours, going through tonight's incredibly light slate. We only have one ranked matchup, though it's a good one, in the Big 12. That would be Houston and Iowa State. The hockey board started around noon Eastern time, so there are only two games that we are waiting for the puck to drop in, but I had to step up. So we have a nice pick. We also have updated NBA win totals, and I found two that I think are worth your time. You will hate, guaranteed, at least one of them, maybe both. And that's okay. We will get there eventually. Stopping by will be Coach James Young and Brian Fonseca to get their thoughts on the NBA at, well, more than the midway point, but at the All-Star break here, because there not only was the All-Star festivities, but some breaking news in the association over the past 24 hours. So let's start with that here. The Brooklyn Nets moving on from Jock Vaughn, currently sitting 21-33. Never what you're looking for when you have a team win total over, and that is something that I did play with the Brooklyn Nets. Their updated win total is currently 34.5. It is not too far off the preseason number, but clearly Brooklyn has found this start not good enough, and it is hard to blame. This is a Nets team that was off to a great start, and it does feel like the missing piece has been Ben Simmons. There was a report put out that feels perhaps Jock Vaughn designed his offense a little bit too much around Ben Simmons, and that idea is something that feels believable with how bad they dropped off once Ben Simmons, again, suffered some injuries. We do have our radio audience with us. Appreciate all those who are here on Sports Grid, including SiriusXM Channel 159. Kevin Walsh with you on this Monday night. With Jock Vaughn out, Kevin Ollie is in, stepping up. Their assistant head coach has been elevated and will be with this team for the remainder of the season. Brooklyn, again, is going to be in the hunt for a head coach, you'd imagine, this offseason here. How attractive is this job? It's going to depend a lot on the offseason moves. They have Mikal Bridges. They can build around him. They have Cam Thomas. How intriguing of a piece is that, potentially trade-wise or as a legitimate building block? Claxton is solid. Ben Simmons is in the eye of the beholder, but maybe it's hard to justify now with all the injuries there. Nevertheless, the Brooklyn Nets are at best a play-in team, and they will see what they can do from there. Let's get to the Open, which is going to focus quite a bit on All-Star weekend, and rightfully so, with the game last night between the East and the West looking historic. Damian Lillard did win your All-Star Game MVP. Cat on the losing side scored 50. 211 to 186. I spent a lot of this weekend tweeting about this. We will talk about it here on tonight's show. But for me, the single most confusing line move I have ever seen in my life came on this game total between the East and the West. Three, 64.5 was the highest number that I saw. I know some said this number was as high as 366. The lowest total I saw for this game was 353.5 right before tip. Some saw 353 flat. That would mean that we saw a double-digit move, minimum, 11-plus points on this total towards the under. And I have no idea why. I have asked around. I saw some folks capping and giving out under based on the recent history of this game. Why would that matter when the Elam ending was taken out? I saw some people say they like the under in this game because of the Elam ending. That's a bad look. Let's lock in. We're betting the All-Star game. Let's look it up. That format was gone. There was a first quarter total booked at 91.5. Pop the calculator on. 91.5 times 4. What do we get? 366. How did we get here? How did we get this number? I do not know. I do not know why sharps or whomever were coming in and banging an under on a game that at no point found a live total low enough or high enough to go under. A historic amount of points with the way today's league is, again, it's not all that surprising. We mentioned that Damian Lillard won All-Star Game MVP. It was an incredible weekend overall for Damian Lillard. 39 points in the game, 14 made. Was it 14 made threes? Probably had a layup or two. No, 11 made threes. Excuse me. That's right. Paired that with 6 assists. He had a couple from half court. A lot of complaints about defense in this game. You think people are going to start picking up at half court in an All-Star game? We'll be honest about what's going on here. As someone that was on the East, none of this game was surprising. The West didn't try. The West is older, and their two key guys in Luka and Nikola Jokic historically don't care about this game. Maybe that'll change next year. Maybe if they flip this to USA versus International, that'll actually get some buy-in from that group. But until then, give me the Eastern Conference, and that's exactly how it played out. And I mentioned it was a great weekend for Dame. Three-point contest as well goes to Dame once again, back-to-back. He was the favorite for the contest, and he going last for Lillard, I thought, was maybe the single biggest advantage that we saw. He knew the target score. He looked calm each and every time, and it worked wonderfully. As far as the weekend festivities go and everything that played out between Friday and Saturday, more specifically, it was met with a lot of controversy, and not everybody was thrilled with the results of it. Here's what I'll say. Friday's Rising Stars is solid. There are some people who are calling for a format change back to rookie sophomores or potentially even USA versus the world, which we have seen before. My thing is, you are then going to get a less star-studded version of the All-Star game, most likely. I think what they have currently in this four-man format is fine because it's so condensed that it gets these guys to try a little bit more. There was a good moment there between Benedict Mathurin, Jaden Ivey, Benedict Mathurin, and Paolo Banchero, and I didn't mind that. The skills competition, sneaky, the single biggest disgrace of this entire weekend. How the heck they cannot get guys to try for 20 seconds, I have no idea. Why they are not enforcing rules, I understand it is silly, but why, I do not know. The skills challenge used to be great. If you are my age or older, you remember back when Dwayne Wade and CP3 and Deron Williams made this thing inciting. That is something that can easily be fixed. Three-point contest, rocked. Steph versus Sabrina, rocked. They will do something again next year. It is in Golden State, so you know Steph will be a part of it. Daylen Clark, Sabrina Ionescu, who knows? Time will tell. Something will work. Dunk contest, I don't know. We're on an LED court, so guys are worried about getting injured because the court's too slippery. The field wasn't great. The dunk contest this year just lacked any type of punch. But good for Mac McClung, who did close it out as a big favorite. The big college basketball game we mentioned tonight, that is going to be Iowa State and Houston. It's a huge matchup in the Big 12 here, but Houston, for still a lot of people, the best team in college basketball, is a sizable favorite.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Here, so something to keep eyes on, and something will break out. Got a player prop in this game. Got a player prop for you, though, for a quick pick on the ice. Give me Braden Point. Over half an assist. This is booked at minus 110. Braden Point, very slow start to February. Starting to come on, though, in his last two games. Three total points, but only one assist. He's been scoring more. Tonight, with a high team total for the Lightning against the Ottawa Senators, Braden Point will set up at least someone once. The over half assist with the full card next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live on SportsGrid, a little Monday night action for you here. Again, it's a light board. The ice is, it's going wild. We got a lot of high-scoring games. Here are your finals. Ducks over the Sabres, 4-3. Bruins over the Stars, 4-3. Maple Leafs over the Blues, 4-2. Wild Canucks, 10-7. What in the world is that? Seven goals for the Wild in the third period. That is six goals under 5 minutes. That is a preposterous stat line. How about your live games? 3-3, Kraken Wings. So that game's going to get seven goals in it. 4-3 already with the Flames and the Jets. 5-3, Oilers, Coyotes. 4-0, Golden Knights, Sharks. Has every game gone over today? Maybe Maple Leafs Blues was an under at 6.5. And that's about it. And then we'll see what happens with the Golden Knights and the Sharks game. Everything else is an over on the ice today. Absolutely wild to see that play out. We mentioned on the Braden Point over. I also like Brady Tkachuk in that game of Ottawa. Back-to-back games without a point. He's minus 160 to record a point, which does feel like it is actually worth it here at a bounce-back spot. Higher scoring game expected if it is in line, especially with today's activities there. I don't mind it. I kind of think he can get an assist, though, which is paying nearly 2-1. So something to keep your eyes on. I'm not involved in Carolina-Chicago. Huge favorite there for the Hurricanes. Minus 385, 3-1 on the Chicago Blackhawks. If I had to get involved in the game, look, could you get Sebastian Aho potentially for 2 points? Maybe, but again, I don't really love this game. It's nothing's jumping out to me. I looked through it already. And again, we're going to go through the ice because we have to with basically today's board. The college basketball slate, though, does present at least one ranked game, which comes to us in the Big 12. And the Big 12 is on the board twice today, and then we've got an ACC game a little bit earlier on. The look for me, though, is going to actually come on the lead score for the Iowa State Cyclones. Now, look, I know this big line here is a little confusing to some because Iowa State is ranked inside the top 10 in college basketball, number 6 overall. But for KenPom, Houston is not just booked. Again, it is one service, but it is to give you guys a point of reference. It is not just that Houston is the best team in college basketball. It is a 2-point gap between Houston and Connecticut, and it is a near 6-point gap between Houston and the fifth team on KenPom in Tennessee. Big, big gap. And it's nearly double digits between Houston and Iowa State. So when you see this line, it's a little bit less surprising just knowing how this Houston team does grade out. But I'm going to take a chance on Keyshawn Gilbert here, who has really picked it up as Big 12 play has continued. He got off to a slight slow start, but he's cleared what is his points prop tonight of 11.5 in 8 of 9 games. And over that stretch, is averaging 16.4 points per game. Maybe more importantly, though, averaging 33.3 minutes per game in these 9 games. He has never missed 11.5 points when playing more than 30 minutes in a game. He's taking 11.5 shots per game and making them at a 45.7 field goal clip there for Keyshawn Gilbert. So you might say, wait, why is this the number then? It's because they're going up against Houston. And this is the best defense in college basketball. And they play very slow. And they're on the road. Gilbert in that first meeting against Houston, 2 of 8. 8 points. Not good enough, but it's close. You're going to be right around this number He is their lead scorer coming off of a game where he had 24 points against Texas Tech. He's not flying through this number every single game, right? But again, this is a guy over his last nine is averaging 16.5. We're getting 11.5 for his prop. I understand the opponent. I understand the spot. But I think it is worthwhile here on Keyshawn Gilbert over 11.5 points. I am not on the remainder of this college board. Virginia, Va Tech, a lot of people like Va Tech. I get it. Line is moving in their favor. 3.5 now is the number. Slightly into the over of 126.5, but UVA booked as a dog. Could be forced out of their comfort zone here and play this game over a very, very low total, especially coming off of a game where two teams failed to hit 50 like they had in their matchup over the weekend. So that's something to keep your eye on. And in this Texas K-State game, it does look like a lot of points for Texas to be laying at 8.5. They've been starting to get graded out a little bit better. They did just get routed by this Houston team. We know that. But I think 8.5 still feels like a little too many points in this Big 12 battle. I would look towards K-State plus the 8.5. I mentioned two updated NBA win totals here, and I'll go through these a little bit more at the top of hour two. We'll get coaches' thoughts on these as well. But I want to give you guys the picks, and we can talk through them a little bit here. My favorite, I told you you were going to hate it. It's the Milwaukee Bucks over 50.5 wins live. Milwaukee right now is 35-21. So the reason that people are going to hate this is obviously with Doc, they've been poor. Lost two straight heading into the break. One of those as a double-digit favorite in Memphis. They've lost seven of ten, since Doc has taken over. But that has led to a very low ask. 16-10 is the record that you need out of Milwaukee in their remaining 26 games to go over this. 16-10. That's a lesser record than what you need of the current updated Knicks win total, who are not as good and more injured, the New York Knicks. That is a very surprising number to see on Milwaukee. Now, part of that is the schedule. By opponent win percentage, they have the third hardest remaining schedule left in basketball. But if you go through it, I think the Bucks will be favored in 19 of their remaining games. I think this team's going to hit the All-Star break with momentum. I really believe that. I think that the All-Star game as a whole could be good for them. Stayed in touch with their coach instead of being away from it, letting things fester. It was tame. It was Giannis, and it was Doc. And that works for me. It really does. And again, 16-10. The Magic need to go 16-11 to get over their win total. Now, I know Orlando has a very easy schedule, but still, the point serves. For Milwaukee, this team is more than capable of going 16-10, and that's exactly what I'm going to bet them to do. I'm also going to bet the Phoenix Suns over 48.5 wins. Now, they have the hardest remaining schedule by opponent win percentage and actually by a good bit. The remaining strength of schedule for this team is 56.4%. San Antonio is second at 53.5%. Huge gap. The gap, in fact, between Phoenix and San Antonio, which is 1-2, is the gap between San Antonio all the way down to the Knicks at around 14. 2-14, same between 1-2. But if you take a look here, the asking price is 16-11 to hit this, which is 59.3% for the Phoenix Suns. The team is currently winning 60% of their games, so they're winning at a little bit better than this rate. But it is, for me, more important to look at what we saw from Phoenix heading into the All-Star break, and that is what I think their preseason expectations lined up with, which is dominant regular season basketball. They won 14 of their last 18 games heading into the All-Star break. Think back to when Durant showed up in Phoenix. He didn't lose a regular season game as a Sun. Him, Devin, and Chris Paul. Completely dominant. 14-4 is what they went heading into the All-Star break. If they kept that pace, which they won't, but if they did, 78%, they would win 56 games. Blow through this number. I mean, absolutely smash it. Now, again, the schedule is difficult. I cannot tell you it is not. It is the hardest remaining. But we're also getting plus 118, which helps. Bringing this in as a plus price is nice. And it could, if we get kind of close down the back stretch, which I think is going to happen, it could work in our favor. Here's the other key thing. So if you look at the final six games for this team, home against Minnesota, home against New Orleans, home against the Clippers, then it's at the Clippers, at the Kings, and at Minnesota. But playing all playoff teams down the back stretch might not be the worst thing for Phoenix. Minnesota could be locked into the one seed by the time we get there. We know the Clippers aren't scared to rest, and guess what? The LA Clippers, they play on a back-to-back. Works for me. It does. Because the Clippers are probably not going to get pushed by the play-in. The Suns are, right? The Suns are far closer to that race right now. They don't want to land in that 7-8 zone. So they might play their guys for both of those games against LA. Clippers might not. It makes a difference. Sacramento, you know, is more workable. New Orleans is more workable than that being Denver and Oklahoma City. Now, they still play those teams. I know they do. But I'm talking about down that back stretch. We could absolutely close out and win 5 of the last 6 if it comes down to it. I think that's all lines up very, very.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Very plausibly there. So I'm going to get the Phoenix Suns over 48.5 wins. Milwaukee over the 50.5. We're live with you on Monday night. Sports Grid Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live on Sports, Kevin Walsh now joined by Coach James Young. JY, appreciate you stopping by here. It was a big weekend of college hoops. I'm sure you enjoyed it.
Yeah, good to be on with you. And, Kata, the best part of my weekend was probably the best part of your weekend. Watching Seton Hall come back and beat St. John's, and St. John's blowing that 19-point lead, and watching Patino just stew his press conference on. Kata, you got to admit, that had to make you a little bit happy watching that press conference.
No, not at all. But let me just say this. In no world is the result of a St. John Seton Hall game going to be the best part of my weekend. All right? No way. We're doing better than that. All right? We're doing a lot better than that. Okay? That's first of all. Second of all, it's just more evidence that he should have stayed at Iona like he said he was going to, and he should have just kept all the kids. Because maybe Clayton and Jenkins and Nelly Jr. Joseph wouldn't have left, and he could have just ran through the MAC. But that is what it is. Here's what I want to ask you about. There is a bit of news today from the college game here. First time all season, we have a unanimous number one from the AP poll. That would be UConn. And it's reflected with a considerable move in the national championship market. Purdue lost this weekend. They're plus 800. Houston involved tonight. We'll talk about their game in a little bit. They're plus 900. Arizona's 11-1. All of these teams now considerably behind UConn, JY, at plus 450, who, again, for the first time all season, presented us a unanimous AP number one overall.
Kevin, I mean, if you just look at what they did, well, I mean, what they did to Marquette on Saturday was criminal, what they did to Marquette. A game in which I was right about it going under. I just thought we were going to get a more competitive game than, what was it, 81-53. But a UConn team, folks, that I think could be better now that they're playing, the elevation of Spencer in the starting lineup as a shooter. Caravan, obviously, Klingon. Castle stepped up. You know, I can go on and on and on with this team. But, Kevin, there's no team playing better basketball than UConn right now. And I would say it's not even close, considering the fact that you know, in that league, they got to go through a Marquette. They got to go through a Creighton, a Creighton team that I do think is undervalued. We'll see tomorrow night when UConn heads to Omaha to play Creighton, which I think could be another great game. But, Kevin, the way they're playing, we shouldn't be shocked there's this kind of movement on UConn. I think if you haven't gotten on UConn to win a national championship, folks, I think you missed your opportunity because I don't think you're going to get better odds than this.
Yeah, I mean, look, we know they're going to be a number one overall seed, and I don't want to take away from the dominant victory. I think it said more about Marquette, though, than UConn, JY, for me, right? That Marquette's a team I'm happy to not have a future on. We think about who can get picked off from the top crop, and Marquette is absolutely vulnerable, right? They're going to be on the 2-3 line when ultimately things come out, and it's just not a team I'm in love with overall. I know they're 19-6 on the season, and I know they were, you know, great in Maui, nearly knocked off Purdue. I get it, but I don't love this basketball team, and the domination at the hands of UConn for me was more confirmation of that than the idea that UConn is an unbeatable force.
Well, you know, you could say that. You know, I was there at the Rock in early January when Seton Hall picked them off. Picked off Marquette. That's a fair statement. I'll just say this, Kevin. Besides UConn, you can look at every one of these teams. Houston, if they don't score, can get picked off. Purdue, if those guards can't shoot, can get picked off. Arizona can get picked off. We've seen Tennessee get picked off. Iowa State, if they can't score, get picked off. Duke may be overrated. Kansas hasn't performed. Carolina's up and down. Like, we can go right down the board. Kevin, I would dare to say this. Could this NCAA tournament be wilder or crazier than last year? Kevin, I think there's a chance because I really think there's that much parity with UConn being the class of college basketball.
So I think, again, it's relative though, right? Like FAU and San Diego State being there is wild, right? I just think that it's very open about who can be there. And I'll just say this on UConn. It is relative though. I'm not saying they shouldn't be title favorites. I'm not saying that they haven't earned number one. But anyway, when we talk about the best conferences in college hoops, right, we don't really talk about the Big East. If you look at the out-of-conference big games that UConn played, Texas, at the time, was 15. Texas is obviously not that good. Kansas, at the time, 5. They lost that game. Kansas is not that good. The North Carolina win definitely holds up 11 points. Gonzaga, at the time, 10. I'm fighting for my life to get Gonzaga in the tournament. They're on the 11 line. 10th overall in the country at the time. Now, again, you have to play who you play. This team's 24-2. So, you know, forgive me if it sounds like I'm trying to tell you that UConn's not great. They're number one. But anyway, UConn, to me, still fits in the same bucket because the Big East is not the Big 12 or the SEC this season, right? Unless you disagree. No. If you come, I mean, for the love of God, you get to play DePaul twice. I mean, you get a bye week tossed in.
That's play Georgetown too. That's another bye week. Sometimes you get two bye weeks back to back if you play the two of them. But listen, I will say this. Yes, you're right. But then you can start looking at some of the teams in the Big East, like a Marquette, who has beaten Kansas by 15, who had a 3-point loss to Purdue. Now you're going to turn and say they lost at Wisconsin by 11, and a Wisconsin team that's tremendously overrated. So you can start going and looking. Now listen. Is the Big 12 the best league in the country? Yes, absolutely. Is the SEC overall better than the Big East? Yes. I think the Big East is third, and it's not far behind the SEC because you start looking at the SEC like, all right, Cal's kids played really well over the weekend. They defended for the first time in a long time, right? Is that more of an indictment on Cal's kids are coming? Is Auburn come back to the pack? What is Tennessee? What is A&M? What is South Carolina? Now they lost 2-0. They showed themselves to be complete frauds losing to LSU. So it's interesting, yes. UConn's the best team. They're not in the best league. And then you do make a valid point. Does that come up to bite them in the NCAA tournament? Kind of like we used to think about with Houston in the American because maybe they weren't challenged enough. I think yes, but I could see your point. The Big East is the third best league in college basketball.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's third. So I'll just put it to you like this, right? Just using KenPom. There's three teams from the Big East inside the top 30. There's three from the Mountain West. Now, look, you can tell me that those three from the Big East are inside the top 15, which is true. The SEC has 5, 6, and 7. They have 5 teams, right? The Big 12 has 7 teams. The ACC has 4 teams. I didn't even look up. I'll do it quickly here. The Big 10 has 4 teams. So, and again, it's relative, right? It's not way more, but I just think overall the Big East, there's not a lot of believers in Creighton, I think is one of the things. And I know they're 13th on KenPom, but I don't think a lot of people believe in Creighton. Marquette's odd. St. John's is not what people thought. I don't know why people thought it, but whatever. St. John's is obviously what they should be and not what people pretended they were going to be. It just makes for an interesting situation here, Joey. I'll say this, but I think we agree. I'm not betting UConn at plus 450 today. No way.
No.
I'd look down the board for other options.
Yeah. Yes, I'd rather look way down the board for more options, and depending on where they are, I'd rather take UConn, honestly, at even money to make a Final Four, minus 105, and just put more there, right? And then sprinkle places, other places to win a national championship. There's no value. Like I said, the ship has sailed on UConn unless they get tripped up tomorrow in Omaha, right? They get tripped up in Omaha tomorrow, and they lay a stinker, then we can start talking about maybe you can get back in. Now, I will say this. I am a bigger believer in Creighton than you are. I think if Kalkbrenner plays the way I think he's capable of, with Shireman and Alexander, I think they have something there. And there's always the craziest team in college basketball to me, and the biggest disappointment, Villanova, folks, is 31 in KenPom. Like, they're 31, and they have some of the most maddening losses that drive me crazy, K-Dub, but they have that one. They have the win over Carolina, right? They have the one-point loss to UConn at Wells Fargo when I was there. They're a maddening team. Like, there's going to be a lot of maddening things that happen in the tournament, but, Kevin, that also means there's going to be a lot of value on teams in this tournament if you can find the right spots.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jerry, let's break down the big game tonight here. Houston against Iowa State, 8.5 now up to a 9-point line for what is the number 2 team in college basketball, the Houston Cougars, against the 6th team in college hoops, the Iowa State Cyclones.
It's amazing that 2 teams in the top 10 are playing, and we're talking about a 9-point spread, right, K-Dub? A 9-point spread, and when we both like Houston and the first game of the Big 12, they went on the road and got punched in the mouth early, came back, lost close. To me, I think Houston wins. Kevin, I just think there's too many points. I think there's too many points for a team that's going to slow it up in Houston, and a team at Iowa State that's very, very good defensively. I'm going to take Iowa State plus the 9.5 at Houston tonight.
Look, I will say this. If Iowa State could pull off the upset, they will win the Big 12 regular season. They will. The schedule's there for it. But because of that, that's even more motivation for Houston, who already lost to this team, which then makes it the 17-1 Baylor number interesting, who gets to host Houston in a couple of games. That Big 12 regular season market is very interesting to me. Even you could argue Houston's minus 180 would be tempting if you just want to use that as a pseudo money line tonight, which is certainly cheaper than the number that you would be laying. We're going to get the rest of Coach's picks around the college game, as well as his thoughts on the Nets. Moving on from Jock Vaughn right here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Jay, well, let's butt it up here, college basketball style. You mentioned you're on Iowa State plus the 9.5, but you have a player prop that you like in this basketball game. Who you on?
I'm going to go with LJ Cryer, and people are going to look at me like, what? Over 13.5 points. LJ Cryer was shot, and I'm sorry, only at 5 points in the first matchup. And LJ Cryer, that's never scored in his career, being at Baylor or at Houston, more than 13 points versus Iowa State. I have a feeling, because the game's going to be close, there's going to be fouls, that Iowa State covers the number. LJ Cryer, who's had a really good game last game, will go in. He's going over this number, 5 of the last 8. LJ Cryer over 13.5 points tonight. I'm worried about Shed. That's why I went to Cryer.
Yeah, look, I don't mind the LJ Cryer look on the other side. I like Keyshawn Gilbert. JY over the 11.5 points tonight. Let's keep it Big 12 style here. Texas, K-State, Texas, laying a big number. How do you see it?
This is another one that I don't get. Like, I watched K-State lose an absolute heartbreaker to TCU, going against a Texas team that just got rolled by about 30 at Houston, a Texas team that I don't think is very good, and I know Rodney Terry did a great job last year, but that was because of Chris Beard, folks. Let's just be completely honest with it. It's because of Chris Beard. I think this is way too many points. I'm not saying Coach Tang steals it. I just think way too many points. Give me K-State plus the 9, 9.5. Shop around.
And then last one here, JY. Virginia, Va Tech, where do you see the advantage?
This is a game where I think when you think about this team, Virginia, they got to get moving, folks, if they're going to try and make themselves a tournament team. And this is a big spot for them, for a team going against Virginia Tech that's not playing well. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take the 2.5, 3.5, and I'm going to take Virginia. That style of defense, that style of play will get them to a win. Remember, folks, they got to go Carolina, at BC, at Duke, Georgia Tech. Kevin, if they want to try and make the tournament, they can't lose tonight at Va Tech. They can't lose. So to me, I'll just take the 3.5. They cover, but I think they get the win outright.
Again, I mentioned looking towards the over in that game. Virginia does more. They play to the over a little bit more on the road. I think they can get kind of pushed out of their skin a little bit. And for me, that's something that I would look for there, would be an over in that game. Va Tech hopefully can push this team a little bit on their home floor. Let's talk NBA, JY. The Brooklyn Nets made a big decision to move on from Jacque Vaughn. Kevin Ollie's going to step up. I'm curious if you have any expectations for Ollie. What did you make of the decision here by the Brooklyn Nets to move on from their head coach, Jacque Vaughn?
What the hell does Sean Marks have on Joe Tsai? That's where I'm at, right? So if you peel this back, folks, first things first, Sean Marks wasn't even hired by Joe Tsai. If I'm not mistaken, he was hired by Mikhail Prokhorov, if I'm not mistaken, right? He builds up this team with Kenny Atkinson, by the way, Kenny Atkinson, and got fired. Kenny Atkinson should have never been fired. He was doing a great job with that young core of Dimwitty, of D'Lo, of Jared Allen, of Caris LeVert. KD, remember, had signed, didn't play that entire year because of the Achilles, right? They fire him. Then they bring in Nash. Then they go get the big three. Then they get fleeced in the big three by trading all those guys up way too early. Now they have this team that's stuck in the middle, right? Stuck in the middle with a Mikal Bridges who can fetch you a ton of draft capital, and I don't understand why Sean Marks still has a job. He's fired two coaches. He's going to have Kevin Ollie, and at the end of the year, you're going to go give him another shot with another coach? I don't know what Josiah is thinking. Maybe he's too busy watching the Liberty because at least they win a little bit, and even they were terrible until they got Stewie and John Quellen Sloot before last season. I will say this. I don't care who's the coach. They need to get a new GM. They need to blow it up. And they need to look at Mikal Bridges and say, if he is not a corner piece, a 1A, go trade him and go get your three or four number one picks and start it completely over. It's a joke that this went down. I'm not saying Josh Fogle isn't any good. It's a joke this went down, and this guy still has a job today.
Yeah, I mean, look, for me, and I was on an island with this, but people defended what Sean Marks let Kyrie walk, which eventually led to letting Durant walk. And that was always a mistake. That team had an in-house contender, and they ripped it apart to take control back of the organization, and we see where that has landed them. There was an interesting report, though, that came out from Shams Charania. I said this on Run It Back on FanDuel TV, that Mikal Bridges was, quote, pretty vocal behind the scenes about Jock Vaughn's offensive schemes, alluding to Vaughn's offense heading into the season was planned to primarily be built around Ben Simmons, who's only played 12 games this season. That doesn't make any sense. And I don't mean it doesn't make any sense that Jock Vaughn did that. I mean the report, and I know, look, I'm not trying to question the validity of Shams Charania. Something doesn't add up. We know that Jock Vaughn has never really bought into Ben Simmons, seemingly was vocally displeased with him all of last season. If Jock Vaughn built his offense around Ben Simmons coming into this year, guess what? Great job. They were awesome when Ben Simmons was healthy. And then Ben Simmons came back, and Jock Vaughn refused to start him despite Ben Simmons publicly asking to start. So this feels like some blame game going on here. A little bit of Jock Vaughn, a little bit of Ben Simmons blame game. It just goes to JY's point. Things in Brooklyn are messy. People do not want messy situations. The Brooklyn Nets, never forget this, were selected by Durant and Kyrie over the New York Knicks, same town. That's a real thing that really happened. And all Brooklyn has done since is squandered all of that goodwill. And that is not beneficial league-wide. It is not at all. It is an odd situation. Again, this team is much better when Ben Simmons is healthy. Ben Simmons still has all-star-ish level in him. But I don't think he'll ever be healthy enough again to provide that on a consistent basis. It's a shame. But it means the Brooklyn Nets need to reevaluate everything this offseason, and I think JY is right. That probably does include the position in-house right now that Sean Marks holds there, JY.
Yeah, and I think it's amazing that Mikal Bridges is complaining about an offense that when he got to Brooklyn scored only 26.1 points per game, right? How about the fact that Mikal Bridges is shooting more than 2% below last year? He's shooting it worse from three. He's shooting it worse from the free throw line. He's got more rebounds, more assists, more turnovers for a team that, let's be honest, is a middling club. So, yes, there's a lot of blame going on, and I don't believe Shams is as piped in as anybody, right, kid? But there's stories and there's stories. This is like a what they call it? A novella. You know what a novella is? That's a Spanish soap opera. Well, a lot of lies. I don't believe that Mikal Bridges really thought that Jock Vaughn was going to put his whole offense around the guy who can't stay healthy. If he did, he should have been a coach to begin with. So I don't think that was the case. Because when the season started and he got off to a slow start, Mikal Bridges, you know, was it his fault that Cam Thomas was scoring like 40 points a night to begin the season?
Right.
Where was Mikal Bridges early on in the year? So I'm sorry, I can't take it. If Bridges did that, I lost a little bit of respect for him because he did not really get off to a great start to start this season.
I also just like the idea that Jock Vaughn built the offense around Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is a 6'10 point guard. Like, that's not a bad idea. But the idea that 40 games after he was injured, he's like, I have no idea what, we're still trying to run the Ben Simmons off. It just doesn't, Something doesn't add up. Joe, I want to ask you about All-Star Weekend, but look, I'm not really interested in having the defense conversation. I don't know what the hell people think they're signing up for. Just bet the over, okay? Because guess what? That worked out well. I want to ask you about Sabrina vs. Steph, an event that you were very interested in, and an event that, look, ultimately, Sabrina's 26 points was as much as anybody scored in round number one in the three-point contest. It's just Steph got to go second, so he had a target score. And I think that was really the difference maker, where if Steph went first, might have not been as locked in, maybe he scores 26. But then Sabrina has that target score and goes for 29. I thought the event was great, and I think it's pretty much a lock we're going to get something along the same lines next year.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I know people were nervous with Sabrina and Warmus. I wasn't nervous, K-Dub. I know, like I said, I've seen Sab shoot. I knew she was going to shoot it because when the lights go on, she can follow the stroke. She got, I think it was spot four where she went cold, the right wing, where I think she missed four out of five. That's kind of where she cost it, because that's when Steph got going at the fourth spot and then closed it out in the fifth spot. By the way, I couldn't understand the points. By the way, three-point contest, can we just go back to the old way of five balls in a rack, four balls worth 1 point, money ball worth two? Can we just do that? Because I'm not the smartest guy. I was having problems counting up the scores and all that stuff, but that's a story for another day.
Next time you can watch it with me, and I'll explain it to you.
Okay.
If it's that hard.
All right. Thank you.
It's not that hard.
Ready? Ready? Here we go, Kevin. Next year, I want 2v2 three-point shootout. Steph and Dame, since Dame won the last two three-point shootouts, versus Inescu and Caitlin Clark. You want to talk about people tuning in for that? People may tune in just for that and turn it off. By the way, that's what JY did. I turned it on when it started, and then I turned it off until I saw Jacob Toppin do a dunk, and then basically they found a way to just put Jaylen Brown into the finals because they needed it to do so, which is, I don't know, just stupid. I don't even want to talk about it. But, yes, 2-on-2. What do you think, K-Dub? Let's bring Caitlin Clark and Inescu. It will definitely bring up the value of people want to see it, because they're going to want to see Caitlin Clark in this next year.
Well, so we don't know if Caitlin Clark's going to leave Iowa, right?
Right.
Is that still up in the air?
Well, we saw that Paige Beckers did announce on senior night. Really quick, folks, just so you know, Kevin knows this. I just want to tell the audience, because of the COVID year 2021 and the cancellation of the national championship, any college basketball player who played in a 2021 season automatically gets a fifth year if they want it. Caitlin Clark has only been in school for 4 years. She can go back next year again. Honestly, Caitlin, I hate to say this, it may come down to how much NIL money the kid gets, because she's going to make more than she would in the WNBA.
Yeah, which I think is a very interesting spot to be in. If she does come back, man, that would be something. I think the tough thing for Caitlin is if she's coming back, again, it's very hard to win at Iowa. I know they were in the championship game last year. It's why I think the Jay Williams comments were atrocious. The conversation that's happening around Caitlin Clark has been largely laughable recently. I don't know what people are trying to trick themselves into. She is phenomenal. My thing is, though, and I heard Reggie, JY offer up that 2-on-2. I'd rather see Steph and Dame still competing. So I think next year, if you just put Sabrina Ionescu in the three-point contest, that works for me. Put her in. Like, you know what I mean?
Put Caitlin Clark in, too.
I think that works. Mm-hmm. Sure, if you want, I don't mind that. Also, like, if you really want to do a teammate thing, next year's in Golden State. Steph and Clay is the team to do.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Instead of Stephen Dame. Like, I know Dame's from the Bay Area, so he will probably somehow try to make the weekend about himself. But if you do Stephen Clay against, I mean, I'm sure Stewie could light it up. I know she's not on the same par, but I think you could still do some fun stuff like that. JY, stick around a quick little bit here. We'll button up our opening hour next on Sportsbook.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back with you right here on Sports Grid. Kevin Walsh alongside Coach James Young. And we were having a conversation off the back of Sabrina Steph. And again, JY and I, we don't need to get bogged down in the All-Star game and fixing it. And we'll do that in the summer, maybe. But the women's game, college-wise, JY, is definitely about to pick up a little bit. And the only time that we kind of got to really focus in on it was when we had South Carolina and LSU. And South Carolina's continued to drop down to plus 110. There's a market, South Carolina or the field. The field is minus 145. The close teams are LSU at plus 650, Iowa 7-1, Stanford 15-1, and then there's 20-1s on UCLA, Texas, and UConn there. Is there anything right now in the outright women's national championship market that has your attention?
I mean, I've been waiting for UConn to make their run. I just don't think with Deshaun and AZ Fudd both out, I just don't see it because Geno just doesn't have the depth. Texas is intriguing at 21. Corey Close has done a really great job at UCLA. People have not talked about what a great job Corey has done there at 20-1. So I would look at maybe at UCLA. I would say this. I think South Carolina is the best team in the country. I think it's proven, but they're not playing as dominant as they were earlier in the year. So I think if anything, I may play the field and think that someone picks off South Carolina, whether it's LSU or Iowa, Stanford, UCLA, Texas. It definitely won't be UConn because they already played them once without the big girl who was playing for the national team and still lost by 30. So I would say take the field right now versus at minus 148 rather than taking South Carolina to win a national championship.
For me, I'm very interested in two things. I'm interested in the UConn number at 20-1. Because we know how much shorter it was preseason. I like that they got a look at South Carolina already. And they're going to still be seated favorably and can go on a run. Also, look, I'll just say this. When you have the best player on the court, anything can happen. USC is 100-1, and that's Juju Watkins' team.
They want to play.
As always, let's men be hit when totals next.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.